This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Thank you, the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
I am doing three things as part of my rehabilitation that is ongoing and will go on for the rest of my life. But there's three main components. Dieting, which I've had to adjust the diet. Then there's the bike riding, which this in the last 5 days I have managed to get pedal now 84 miles. Huh? Then there's the Heart and Body Extract, which is just working beautifully. And this is all that I take during the day. Heartandbody.com. Check them out. This, you know, this attack in France, this time, and, you know, how they do it should be of no concern to us. The fact that they do it is the concern. So this driver that mowed down civilians, including two Americans, is renewing warnings about the growing threat not only to Western Europe, but the U.S. homeland. Even before the attack, top U.S. security and intelligence officials were issuing a steady drumbeat of warnings about groups like the Islamic State aiming to hit Western targets, part of what the House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mike McCall called Thursday an unprecedented wave of terror. There were lots of Ramadan attacks. You know, everything's ramping up. Following the latest U.S. terror attacks here in the United States in San Bernardino and then in Orlando, coupled with attacks over just the last few weeks in Istanbul, Baghdad, Dhaka, and Medina, U.S. officials see a spreading threat that must be confronted differently than it's being confronted now, because it really isn't being confronted. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn told Fox News on Friday morning, "We have to stop this. And it's not a matter of can we. It's a matter of will we." The Obama administration has taken a stay-the-course approach. Sort of like Holland. Yeah, we're not going to change any schedules. Voicing confidence that the military alliance striking at the heart of ISIS in Iraq and Syria, coupled with aggressive intelligence gathering and prosecutions in the U.S., is making progress against the enemy. Well, before I get to the learned minds of the military, let me simply say this. If you want to stop a military aggressor, you do that by killing them. You do not do that. You know, throughout the course of history, since the United States has been involved in anything, whenever there's something that we never succeed when we let some sort of coalition take care of things for us. When we go in there, if we would actually go in there and do what we do, it'd be done. It would get done. Might take a while, but it would get done. The stay the course approach, you know, this military alliance, that's all. These are good intentions paving the way to hell. Flynn and others want to see changes not only in how this administration describes the enemy. Flynn used to serve on the Obama Defense Intelligence Agency and has since become an outspoken critic of the president's reluctance to label the threat radical Islam, but in the overall strategy. Flynn wants the U.S. to bring together what he calls a new 21st century alliance, uniting leaders of the Muslim world with the rest of the international community. He said, I'm scared about this enemy. I know what he's wanting to do. Okay, he's wanting to, and this has been done before. There's been factions of Muslims that will fight other Muslims, like they probably should be motivated to fight Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS. Fox military analyst and retired General Jack Keane lamented that NATO has not declared war on ISIS despite four NATO countries coming under attack. Says it's not enough to pat ourselves on the back for taking back some territory since the group's affiliates are expanding. He says we must take all that territory away from ISIS. How can anybody sit back and say, well, this is going well? One of the things, see, there's a school of thought that ISIS is diminishing, okay? And in the regions where they're operating in the Middle East, because they do kill a lot of Muslims, there are a lot of Muslims against them. But every time they get out there and do an attack like happened in Nice, and that makes the news, well, all of this stuff that we don't see in the interior of Iraq and Syria and everything else, that doesn't matter because they have the image of looking big and bad. Peter King, in an interview with Fox News, renewed calls for increased surveillance, including on the American Muslim community. The best proposal I heard today came from former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And Mr. Newt said that we should approach all Muslims in the country and say, do you believe in Sharia? And if they say yes, then they got to go. And this is not like the Japanese internment camps, okay? None of the Japanese that were here took part in the attack on Pearl Harbor. We've had plenty of radicalized right here on this soil do attacks. We've had them in Chattanooga. We've had them in Garland. We've had them in Garland, Texas, rather. We've had them in quite a few places. So there's a bit of a difference there. So if anybody's out there, oh, Bill, it's just like in Japan. It's just like the 40s. No, it isn't. No. So, Peter King says the FBI simply does not have the personnel to be constantly investigating and urge the Bureau to hand off tips to local police when they have inconclusive leads. I've got a great idea. Why don't we open up all of the drilling, okay? Let's bust the economy wide open and make things really start working. That'll increase tax revenue, and then you could hire some cops for the FBI and other places and actually go out there and do what you're supposed to do instead of constantly passing the buck. Peter King says the police are the ones who have the informants. They have the sources. They have the people on the ground. We can't be shutting down investigations. Just hours before the Nice attack, James Comey testified on the growing global threat from ISIS. I wouldn't listen to James Comey if he came in here today and told me the sky is blue at this particular point. Why are we still listening to him? We have faced a steady terror threat over the last few years. And the mere fact that we're not paying attention to it, that is malfeasance of office that is of the highest order. But it's happening. We'll be right back.
you only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is heart and body extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
You know, when you hear some of the other ads on GCN, like the one where the people have taken the other medications and now they're just coming apart, and there's all these class action suits going on, you can understand maybe why I have decided to quit taking some of the medications that I was prescribed, because I felt like junk. And then I discovered Heart and Body. And that has made a huge difference. Go to heartandbody.com. If you're somebody my age, if you're somebody a little younger, you're in your 40s or something, this is great preventative to take, good supplement. I'm taking it. Go check them out. Now then, I was just listening to those ads that were playing. I was like, wow, that's horrible. Anyway, so now we have a large box truck. I used to own one of those. I used to deliver bread in mine. You use these because they're just essentially big boxes on the chassis, and you make deliveries to shops and stores and cities around the world. And now it's been used as a deadly weapon in Nice, France. This attack represents one of the most deadly single-event terrorist attacks in modern history, and one of the simplest. Terrorists have no need to acquire guns or build bombs or smuggle weapons through security checkpoints. They merely stole, borrowed, or rented a large truck and drove. This is sort of like 9/11, where they just commandeered, airliners. This is probably the most devastating in recent history. Vehicles used as a weapon. A transient intentionally drove down the site of a boardwalk in Venice Beach a few years ago, killing one and injuring several. An 86-year-old man who got confused drove to a farmer's market in Santa Monica, California in 2003, killing 10. The Isla Vista murderer, who killed 3 people with a knife before killing 3 more with a gun, also tried to kill people with his car, but he was unsuccessful, only injuring one man. He had planned to do more damage with a vehicle, but he hadn't been able to borrow his dad's SUV as he'd hoped, so he had to use his smaller BMW sedan. Some reports claim that the attacker in Nice exited the vehicle and started shooting. Others are saying he was shooting from the vehicle. Gun control fails again in France. Very, very strict in France. And the only ones paying attention to that are the people that aren't terrorists. So, accessing weapons is not a problem for terrorists in France. But the vast majority of deaths and injuries in this instance were a direct result of being hit by a truck. Now, I have not yet written it, and that's probably because I don't have a musical bone. I love music. I have a little bit of rhythm in me, but I don't have any capability of writing music. But if I had, we would be listening to the anthem of failed gun control right now, because I'd be playing it in the background. I'm waiting to see what Obama and Clinton, if they're going to use this attack as an opportunity to call for stricter gun control in the United States. Because this would be in keeping with their standard operating procedures in recent years. Others will probably call for restrictions on trucks and other dangerous wheeled vehicles. Now, the thing about a vehicle, and we can take this with anything, okay? Let's look at the old Okinawa back during the time of the samurai. In Okinawa, there were very few samurai. Very few. And most of them were farmers. But the samurai were really quite, you know, for all of the romanticism about them, they were quite cruel. And they would, if you crossed one, I mean, they'd behead you just as soon as they'd look at you. And the people of Okinawa began to use their farm implements as weapons. And some of these farm implements, like the nunchuck and the tanpa and the, some of these other things, they were just farm tools. They turned into quite something to beat somebody with. Anything out there, and I mean just about anything, even paper, if you have enough of it, can be weaponized if you have a little bit of imagination and if you're willing to use it on somebody. Anything can be weaponized. Trucks, staplers, poles, mailboxes, anything can be weaponized. So, we should be against the killing, not against the tools, because the tools don't matter. The intent is what matters. How they get there doesn't matter. The accessibility. See, here in the United States, they've only used semi-automatic weapons. Over there, they're using fully automatic weapons whenever they procure them. Using any of these in an attack where they're just fishing a barrel is horrible. And that's the thing that bothers me the most. Not that they're using weapons, and not that I have to sit back and say, okay, now I've got to do my own little bit to fight gun control attempts now. But because the idiots out there, instead of looking at the attacks for what they are, they focus on the tool. I think all cars should become smart cars right now, or something like that. And I think we should have truck bans and truck registrations and all that stuff right now, because somebody just discovered that they could weaponize them. But, you know, that's always been this way. It's always been this way. We've had guard bombs for quite some time, haven't we? Yeah. Let me slip back a little bit and gather my breath. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trip. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back. Coming live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
To order, call them at 866-545-6979. That is 866-545-6979. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Now, Den. This is terrorism du jour. Now, the reason I'm hammering on this so hard is twofold. It's twofold. One, they want to disarm us. The progressives want to disarm us. The Republicans are not doing, well, they're doing a little bit to stop them, but I mean, we have quite some declarative statements coming from the Democratic side, and I don't see anything matching that the way I'd like to see it. So they want to disarm us. At the same time, we have a president who says there's nothing that sounds as sweet as the call to prayer from Islam. He's the guy that had a book called The Dreams of My Father that was written by a guy named Bill Ayers who tried to blow things up here in the United States, but that's a story for another day. And in the book that was ghostwritten for him by Bill Ayers, it says that if Islam was painted into or put in a corner by the rest of the world or something like this, he would have to stand with Islam. Okay. So much for putting that handle on the Bible. Right now, what we're seeing is we're seeing some low-hanging fruit. The Frenchmen and women who are crushed and gunned down and mutilated are the low-hanging fruit. They're easy to get to. They're easy to get to. This suicidal terrorist, even though he was ultimately killed by police, only after he murdered over 80 people. And in a nation that has just the kind of gun prohibition that both Barack Hussein Obama and Pantsu Clinton are advocating for America. For everyone but themselves, of course. They'll be protected by guns. Hillary's already protected by guns. Obama's already protected by guns. In France, they don't have that notorious flow of guns, to use Obama's description, as if manufacturers and retailers gave them away. I can assure you they do not. They do not. Obama prevaricated further that it was easier in America to get a gun than it is to get a book. You know, every time I go to Barnes & Noble, I only buy one thing. I buy Digital Filmmaker because I'm very interested in shooting video. And every time I do that, when I take my money up there to the cashier, they don't make me do a background check to buy that magazine or book or notebook or anything I buy. All of this highly touted gun prohibition doesn't seem to keep guns out of the hands of terrorists in France or here now, does it? Maybe it's because they're idiots. Maybe the terrorists are idiots and they just don't realize that in France, as well as in Bangladesh, they don't realize that guns are illegal. If they knew otherwise, I'm sure they would obey the law. You want to know who carefully obeys the law? How about all those dead people out of the Pulse nightclub? Huh? They obeyed the law. In Orlando, Florida, they went into that place, and it's a gun-free zone, and it's San Bernardino, the entire state's basically a gun-free zone. Bangladesh, well, that's just because of where it's at. And 1,000 other places, 1,000 other gun-free zones where hypocritical, paranoid politicians casually admit they can't protect us but still insist that you get to take no effective measures to protect yourselves. PW, if you're having trouble with the text, refresh your browser and it will pop back up. You'll see it. They shamelessly want to earn our vote, but they insist we're too stupid to own a gun. Oh, gosh. Terrorists are on a roll. ISIS may not be doing very well where they operate. They may not get and establish a caliphate. However, they can slip out of there and head to Europe. They can head to Europe. They can do it. And if they do, it'll be carnage. It will be so much carnage because apparently the black market for weapons in Europe is robust. And it's cheaper than playing by the rules here with NFA items. Over there, you don't have to go, you don't have to go through the NFA to get like a suppressor. So terrorists are on a roll and they know it. And they're absolutely confident lying leftists in the power here and there will continue to do nothing about it. What they will do, the leftists and the progressives, and this is because they're so predictable, is to blame us. Innocent gun owners who didn't do anything on any given day, who committed no crime. And,
These kind of attacks are going to increase in frequency. Before long, we'll be hearing about this once a week. It will become like Obama says. You know, Obama says, well, of course, this happens with such frequency that we become numb. Well, it's going to happen with frequency, a lot of frequency, and it's going to increase. And we're not going to get numb. If it happens in certain places around the United States, there'll be some dead terrorists laying around, some dead Islamists laying around. And there'll be some dead us laying around. But the end result here is this. There's been a lot of policy that has absolutely sucked when it comes to protecting us. Has nothing to do with protecting us. It's all about protecting their power. That's in place. That is in place. They want to keep it in place. They keep saying, well, there's no real existential threat to the United States. My existence means a lot to me, you fool. So if there's a threat to me, the rest of the United States be damned. I want to take care of me and my family. So, you know, we got a bunch of politicians out there right now where the world is on fire. They're not coming. We are on our own. And nobody cares. So if we're going to be on our own, let's get ready. Let's get ready to get some. Let's train up to get some. If we train up and we never face that, okay. We had some fun doing it. I have a lot of fun training with Raven here in the upstate of South Carolina. But if you have to use it, and you did, wouldn't it be worth it? We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
Indeed. You want to call them. If you got any questions or something, call them at 866-545-6979. That is 866-545-6979 or online at heartandbody.com. Now then, let's look right now here in South Carolina, in the upstate of South Carolina. We've had a couple of Black Lives Matter protests. And I actually spoke to somebody that went to one of these things. Let's talk a little Black Votes Matter, shall we? Hillary Clinton, she got out there and exploited the venue in her appearance in Springfield, Illinois. That's where Abraham Lincoln warned against a house divided. He told America that Donald Trump, told America, is not fit to lead in times of racial tension. Which is pretty rich considering that she served under the most racially divisive president in history. On the very site where Lincoln denounced slavery, Clinton said, Trump's campaign adds up to an ugly, dangerous message to America, a message that you should be afraid. Clinton said Trump is pitting American against American when we need a president who can pull us together, not split us apart. Clinton is now the standard bearer for a political party whose lifeblood depends on stirring racial tensions and alienating blacks from whites. There is no other way for Democrats to continue garnering 90% of the African-American vote. Under the guise of posing as the exclusive guardians of black America, Clinton, Obama, and the entire Democratic apparatus do far more actual damage to race relations and the plights of, you know, black Americans than Republicans are accused of doing in the Democrats' imaginary world of self-serving, race-baiting propaganda. Does Pantsuit think so little of black America that she assumes it's endearing to them for her to recite black poetry in a grotesquely patronizing accent, or say that she is the spouse of Bill Clinton, America's first black president? Democratic Party leaders know that neither Republicans nor their policy agenda is anti-black. They know that Republicans believe that conservative policies, including extricating black Americans from the enslaving cycle of government dependency in inferior inner-city schools, and doing everything within their power to prevent further government-imposed damage to the nuclear family, will help lift black American families out of poverty. But Democrats say otherwise because their lies work. They say that George W. Bush denied aid to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina because blacks disproportionately suffered there. They say Republicans support tax cuts and welfare reform because they want to benefit the rich and are unconcerned about black America. Yet, conservative policies have been effective at lifting up black American families, decelerating the breakdown of the family, and restoring the human dignity of those quagmired in this endless welfare trap. Empirical evidence demonstrated that Republican-based welfare reform legislation reluctantly signed by the first black president, Bill Clinton, the third time it was placed on his desk, inarguably benefited black America. Obama deliberately unraveled the program anyway. Obama's programs and policies have been disastrous for black America, whose unemployment levels are dangerously high. But of course, he's not going to accept responsibility for his failures, preferring instead to scapegoat Republicans and their alleged lack of compassion for black Americans and the poor. Somehow it's the Republicans' fault that Obama has failed, even though he advanced his agenda in ways he guaranteed would help, not hurt, black America. It's not just that his policies, it's not just his policies that harm black America. It's his intentionally divisive rhetoric. Obama is worse than the most race-exploiting Democratic politician out there. He is the worst of them today. He takes it a step further because he appears to really believe the vile words he spews on race. Based on his books and his policies, his rhetoric for 8 years, and his unwillingness to discipline himself not to inject race at each and every opportunity, no matter how inappropriate, Obama obviously has deep and bitter feelings about race. And he showed that again in his regrettable remarks at the memorial service for the Dallas police officers murdered by a lone black gunman with racist malice. Obama's comments were predictable, given his absolutely deplorable track record for, you know, insensitivity and agitation. But that didn't make it any less repugnant. You would think that at a funeral for fallen cops, one murdered by a self-avowed hater of cops and whites, Obama would just keep his powder dry. He could have just been neutral, silent on the matter. Instead, he launched into a diatribe about the allegedly unequal treatment of black America in the criminal justice system. If you were the parent of an individual slain at the hands of a certain hater, would you want the eulogizer to shift into criminal defense mode for the killer? Would you expect him to categorically denounce the criminal justice system and law enforcement as racially tainted to whatever degree? Would you expect him to stump for gun control and align himself with Black Lives Matter? I'm somewhat idealistic in this area, and I find it tragic that many refuse to wear color blinders with respect to political and legal matters. To me, it's sad that people vote for candidates on the basis of race. Maybe others were just as unrealistic to believe that Obama, because of his race, would usher in a period of racial harmony. But seeing as many Americans did cast their vote for Obama, at least partially based on his race, twice, couldn't we at least have expected more from Obama than a scorched earth pattern of racial divisiveness? One day, a significant percentage of all minorities in this nation will come to realize that there is one political party that is exploiting and damaging them, and it's not the ones that they think it is. It's not the party that they think it is. It's the ones that are telling them, we have your back. One day that will happen. And when that happens, that's going to be a very bad day for the ones that they feel like have betrayed them. And I don't know how that's going to play. But I'm probably going to stand back. Probably going to stand back and let them get their pound of flesh if that's what they want. It's only fair, right? It's only fair. I mean, they should be, you know, everything should be the way they want it to be all the time. Well, fine. What if they want that? What then, progressives? What then? I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, the world is burning. Some of these guys don't even know it's on fire yet. But they're going to find out. It's getting too tight, too much pressure. We're going to flip to hour number three. And we'll get harsher in the next hour. How about that? Does that work?
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.